This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview. Joining me on Stockbox today is Leslie Peterkin, the CEO of Advanced Energy. Hi, Leslie. Good to have you back again. How are you?
I'm very well, Mark. It's good to be chatting with you again. I always enjoy it. So I look forward to giving you an update today.
Yes, indeed. Well, of course, it has been a bit of a milestone week, hasn't it, for the company? You signed the drill contract to start drilling at the Buffalo Well and the project over there. So how are you feeling? Let's get your initial reaction.
Yeah, look, I mean, we're not going to get too excited. I mean, a rig contract's a rig contract, but it's a key milestone. It's an important milestone. We said in April when we did the RTO that we would drill the well in Q4, and people have been waiting to hear that we've actually got a rig signed up to do that. And it's taken a little bit longer than we anticipated. It's always the case negotiating with drilling contractors. But that's all it was about in terms of taking a little longer. So that's done now, finished, and the rig will come as we expected around the end of October, and then we'll have a 30-plus day well, and before Christmas we'll have a result.
Excellent. So really, you have managed to deliver on your timelines, and that must make you feel pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, we like to. Do what we say, and we believe that that's what we're doing. You know, when you're dealing with third parties and getting contracts in place, there's always issues about closing it out. But in terms of the operation itself, we said we would drill a well in Q4, and that's what we're going to do.
Okay, good. Well, it certainly seems like the market likes the fact that that's been signed. There's been a few good comments I've seen on some of the bulletin boards. So, yeah, that's certainly getting investors. Wetting investors' appetites and maybe a nice Christmas present from Advanced Energy. Can you perhaps remind everyone of the scale of opportunity, what the project is all about, the Buffalo project?
Yeah, I mean, in essence, it's going to be a redevelopment of an existing field. So a field was developed by BHP back in the early 2000s. And produced some 21 million barrels of reserves, with a peak rate of 40,000 barrels a day. It's a very good reservoir. It's a very light oil. It's very sweet, 53 API. It's a reservoir that's well known in this area, which used to be in Australia and is now in East Timor. And all we are doing is going back and using all of that information and data that was available before to redevelop the field that was known not to have been fully developed previously. And we believe, according to the CPR that was provided by Risk, that there's some 34 million barrels of 2P reserves that we want to prove with this well, and that we will then develop. And the CPR is on our website, the economics associated with the CPR, which was done by Risk, are there for all to see. And today we see the oil price at $73. And at $70, those CPR economics, that's the ones that were done by Risk, not by ourselves, increases the CPR economics by 50%. So it makes a huge difference to have this the high oil price. We're not counting on it by the time we get development, but it just indicates how valuable the asset is.
Indeed, yeah, it's nice to see the oil price doing very well. They're certainly recovering from the crash of the COVID crash, and it adds significantly to, as you say, to your potential, really.
Yeah, and all I would say about the oil price thing, I mean, we are a fairly a mature group of people. We've got a lot of experience in the oil and gas industry, and we've been through these cycles in oil price in the past. And I would say it's one of our key aspects of our experience, let me put it that way, that we're able to manage and understand how that's going to play out. And every time it goes down, it always comes back to some degree. And it typically averages out around about 55 over all those these years that you get these ups and downs in recent times. So we're not really fazed about these ups and downs. We see them as opportunity rather than anything else.
Okay, great. So the idea is to try and prove up the 32 million barrels that you believe are there. Is that what the focus of the drilling is going to be? What are you actually going to be doing, and what can investors expect to see coming out?
What we will do is we'll spud the well in late October. Maybe it's early November, depending on when we actually get the rig from Jadestone, who have the rig at the current time on the Montara field. And you know, we will drill down to top of reservoir. And once we get to top of reservoir, we'll have the first indication of where we stand in terms of the likely oil column that we're going to encounter. We're hoping to encounter an oil column of around about 80 meters. And if we have that, then that will more or less confirm the 34 million barrels. It doesn't necessarily absolutely. We'll have to actually integrate all the data from the well logs before we can be absolutely sure. And then we'll have to redo the CPR as well with risk. But a good oil column will certainly be a very good indication of a robust development to come.
So just a final question, Leslie, just looking at maybe a bigger picture, longer term view. What is the current status of your business development activities and what do you hope to do?
Mark, maybe, as we've had a number of conversations up until now, it might be just, helpful for us to remind listeners as to what Advance's strategy is. And it has five key tenets, which is we're only interested in discovered resources of oil and gas. We are not into exploration at all. We are non-operated. We don't intend to operate. That gives us a lot of flexibility that others who wish to be operators don't have. We are always looking to be in two-party joint ventures, which means that we have an ability to contribute constructively to the joint venture. And that's played out very well recently in our conversations with Carnarvon. And that's respected and I think accepted and acknowledged by Carnarvon. We're looking always to be with established operators. That's number four. And the final one is that we have no specific geographical constraints. So we're focused on value assets and not so much on core area. And that these key tenets are what we always look for in any of the assets that we're looking at to expand the portfolio. Now, to come to the point you mentioned about how are we going, as it stands today, we're in active discussion with four parties. Obviously, I can't name them, but we are in discussion with four parties around assets and opportunities that are in line with those key five strategic tenets. And the only thing I would say is to our investors is that persistence and patience are important attributes in delivering on BD. And I think we've demonstrated that capability up until now. Bear in mind that Buffalo took 12 months from Advance's startup in February 20 before we finally got it across the line. But we did get there. And the other thing is that when you're looking at BD, it's very important to bear in mind that no deal is better than a bad deal.
Okay. Well, Leslie Peterkin, the CEO of Advance Energy, thank you very much for giving us that update.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mark. Look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you for listening to this Stockbox interview. For more information, interviews and videos, visit our website at stockboxmedia.com or give us a follow on Twitter by searching @stockboxmedia.